Hello. Welcome to the very first episode of Path of a Disciple. My name is Matthew Luton, and I will be the host of this podcast. In this episode, we will discuss the direction and the intent of the pod, as well as some of my background information, just to give you a glimpse of who I am. Also, some of the thoughts, ideas, experiences have led to me launching this podcast. Towards the end of the episode, I want to leave you with some questions and challenges for you to spend some time thinking about. I would even encourage you to talk this over with your best friend or your circle of close friends. If you don't have a group of guys around you that are collectively pursuing Christ, then that should be a top priority for you to figure out. I'm a retired Army vet. I retired after 20 years of service. I spent the first half of my career as a medic and the second half as a physical therapist assistant. It was a career that seems both like a flash and like an entire lifetime all at once. Some of my best and worst experiences happened in that 20 years. I've seen the worst of people, and I've gotten a chance to work with some of the most incredible men and women that our nation has. I'm definitely not a hero, but I have met a few, and I've been blessed for the opportunity to get to know them. I've spent time in ForceCom, MedCom, SOCOM, TRADOC. So I like to say that I got to do a lot of things, or a little bit of a lot of things. After I retired, I worked in vocational ministry and finished a master's degree in Christian ministry. It all amounts to that I truly desire to help others. If I was to label my passions into categories, it would be discipleship, men's ministry, and military ministry. When I was trying to decide how to even approach starting a podcast, I decided I wanted to start with a mission statement. One of the things that I learned about in a leadership course while I was in the Army is having a personal mission statement is that it accomplishes two things. One, it communicates to others who you are and what you're about. The second is that you need to be able to review your mission statement because it keeps you grounded in what your purpose is and it fuels your efforts. It's why you do the things you do every day. So here's the mission statement for this podcast. Path of a Disciple exists to develop disciples through the study and discussion of the teachings of Jesus. I wanted to follow this up with a vision statement that kind of expounds on that. And the vision statement is this. This podcast is committed to turning men into strong disciples of Christ by pursuing Him. This will be accomplished by studying Scripture and through personal applications. This isn't going to be a Bible study like a chapter to chapter, but think of just taking a passage of Scripture and spending some time just chewing on it. Early into my faith journey, or really after I decided to walk with God, I was attending a church a few years after I made that choice, and I found myself dissatisfied because in my mind, I wasn't getting fed on Sunday mornings. It's almost like I was getting bored. Then a conviction hit me, and I realized that I needed to be participating instead of just being a consumer. At the same time, I questioned if I was even really a disciple. It dawned on me that I wasn't even sure what being a disciple meant. I don't think that I would have been able to articulate it or define it for someone else for sure. And I think the generic idea of being a disciple is, you know, a student-teacher relationship. In the Western world, we attend classes expecting to receive information from a teacher, then we bounce from teacher to teacher for each subject. But really, in the context of the culture in the times of Jesus, there is an expectation of a deep commitment. This is where we start seeing the difference between having a head knowledge of who Jesus is and being committed to Him. His invitation of follow me is always available. So here's a question. Do you think that every professing Christian is really a disciple of Christ? This is a tough question, and I'm not really trying to get into a deep theological debate saying yes or no, but throwing a consideration out there, there are people that believe in Jesus but don't actually follow Him. Personally, I don't want someone to have that question about me or that doubt. If someone was going to describe you to another person, would they say, oh yeah, that guy went to church? Or would they say, that guy really is all about Jesus? I think even better yet, saying that guy is like Christ. And listen, I've messed this up. Some of my interactions, behaviors, and I don't claim to be perfect. But I do think that pursuing a reputation that reflects Jesus by living like Him is important. So here's another question I want to leave you with. Are you a disciple of Jesus? And this is the main question for this episode. I think that you need to be able to answer this. Are you a disciple of Jesus? this isn't a shame game or any attempt to measure how many times you've read your Bible or attended church or, you know, there's a lot of things I can put into that like empty space there. But the question is out there for you to consider if this is an area of your life that you want to improve on. You know, think this is, look at it like this is an invitation to start a journey of following Jesus. Best way to start to see what Jesus said, had to say about who his disciples are. John 8:31, Jesus says that if you abide in his word, you really are his disciple. I think this means being an authentic disciple rather than being a fake follower. This has to stem from a belief that you have that Jesus is Savior and Lord. In Matthew 16, Jesus asked his disciples about how other people identified him and how they identified Jesus. You know, he gave some answers about, you know, maybe Elijah or John the Baptist or some of the other prophets. But Peter answered, and he had the right answer. And that is, Jesus is the Messiah. And that word is, that's a heavy word. This word in its context is for a description of Jesus and saying that he is King, the Deliverer. So I want to leave you with this. And I've already asked if you would consider yourself a disciple, and I think you should spend some time with that question. But I think that you should spend some time in trying to figure out how do you view his kingship in your life. You know, I think the initial thought I have is, if he's king, does he receive praise and submission from me? And I think it's like each person should be able to answer that question. Well, look forward to here. So please tune in for the next episode so we can jump into some verses and start walking the path of a disciple.